It's an interview with John D. Hatch in Lenox, Massachusetts, August 30th, 1979. Robert Brown, the interviewer.
Well, Mr. Hatch, I'd like to begin by asking you to simply discuss some aspects of your childhood that, as you look back, may have led to what you eventually did. Could you, or perhaps could you simply generally characterize that childhood? You were born in Oakland, California, in 1907.
That's right.
Say something about your family.
I don't know where this all begins. My mother was graduated from Mark Hopkins Institute, which is the California School of Fine Arts. And now I think it's changed to California Institute of the Arts, isn't it? In San Francisco. And my father was an architect, and he is fourth in line who was an architect or builder.
In your family, the fourth to be so.
Yes, I'm actually fifth in line, and I had leanings to be an architect at one time. Mm. But,
so some of your earliest memories of their designing things and of their talking about art, or?
No, we didn't have an arty household in this sense. We did have art influence in having pictures and other things of this sort in the house, and Strickland and Stickney furniture,
yes,
and that sort of thing,
which they
got as wedding presents. I think they bought when they were married in 1904. Mm. These things have undoubtedly had influence on us. It's interesting that I have two sisters, and one of them, who's great-grandmother now, out in California, teaches flower arranging and flowers under the extension of the University of California, and another, who is now in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, is seeking an advanced degree at the University of Hawaii in painting, and she is an artist herself. Mm. So that it seems to have been part of our family background. Mm.
Mm. Well,
we were not conscious of this, however, and it may have had some influence. I think I finally formalized my own thinking in high school. I went to public schools in Berkeley, which are liberal high school, and liberal training. Mm. And as a result of that, we had what they call a Find Yourself campaign, in which you had to fill out four or five pages of questions about yourself when you were in senior year. To try to give directions as to where you were going and what you're going to do.
Did it have that effect in your case, you think?
In my case, in the years immediately before that, I was doing a great deal of reading in the public library, which was a good one, in the field of decorative arts, furniture, and this sort of thing, European, and that kind of background interested me a great deal.
What aspects of that were you interested in?
All phases. I had no direction. I was also interested in gardening and had been from very early years. And so as a result of that Find Yourself campaign, I decided that there were two things that I might do in life. One of them was to be a landscape architect, and the other was to be an interior designer. And my idea of an interior designer at that time, to show you how warped it was that Mrs. Snooks would call up and say, I'm having a dinner party and I want a dozen Epplewhite chairs or Duncan Fife chairs, and you, of course, would provide them for her at that time. And and this comes around later in an interesting kind of way, because I decided that I wanted to be a landscape architect because it would take me out of doors and give me more fresh air, which is a nice, youthful concept.
Were you a fairly robust boy?
I guess I was. I wasn't an athlete. I was a swimmer. I was on the University of California swimming team, and among other things, but not particularly robust as such.